talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 87. Got Phoebe here with me.
Hello.
How's it going, Phoebe?
It's going okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look snuggly.
Yeah, it's kind of cold in here.
You've got a jack-o'-lantern blanket?
I do. It's such a warm blanket. Feel how soft it is.
Have I seen this blanket before?
Probably. I wore it. I used it a lot more around Halloween.
Yeah, it's like one of those plush.
Yeah, it's really, really soft. I brought it. I sometimes keep blankets in the choir room at my school. You're taking a picture of me.
Well, I think that our listeners would love to see.
It's not like you post anything on the Instagram anyway.
I know. I've been really bad about that lately. Don't look sullen. I will come over there and smack you. I'll give you something to look sullen about.
Ow, Dad!
When I was a kid.
This is. Audio recording of my dad beating his daughter.
Your kind grandparents used to say things like, well, my mom in particular used to say things like, don't cry or I'll give you something to cry about.
Mm. Mom also said that to me.
Yeah. It's a nice thing to say.
It's a very nice thing to say. It's been an okay week. No, I was just saying I had this blanket in the choir room for a while because it's always cold in there and I'm always in there because I have lots of rehearsals and then like two different classes in there and just like... It ends up being kind of like home base for me, but so I would keep a blanket in there because it was always cold. And this blanket, seriously, like I had people who were like, oh, it's a really soft. Can you share with me? Like trying to feel it and being like, oh, because it was always freezing.
Now, I don't want to speak out of turn or presume anything, but is it fair to say that you're a fan of soft blankets?
I love soft blankets.
It seems like if we ever give you a soft blanket for your birthday or for Christmas, you never... complain that you've already got.
No, I love blankets.
Soft blankets.
The one I have in the choir room right now, I got at Walmart over the summer. It's a llama blanket. I love it. It was like $3.
You do like your lava blanket.
Llama. It's a llama
lava.
Blanket.
Did
not
I say
lava?
I have a question,
Dad,
about lava.
What type of cookie did you make for the Super Bowl?
I made a skillet cookie, a skillet chocolate chip cookie. And it got overdone. I was really disappointed.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I followed the recipe exactly, but it got overdone.
The reason that I said that, do you want to tell our listeners?
It's not as interesting as you think it is.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I misspoke and called it a Skittle cookie there.
Well, but you didn't like catch yourself?
I did.
So when I was like, Dad.
Within a minute or so.
Well, like after we were done talking to this guy. So he was like, Skittle cookie.
I corrected myself while we were talking to him, but I'm not sure the correction came across.
Yeah, because he was like, Skittle cookie. What's a Skittle cookie? And you're like, oh, you know, like you make
cookie.
It in a pan. And I was like, Dad.
In a cast iron
Dad.
Pan.
I was like, not Skittle. He was like, wow, well, that just sounds like so interesting.
Sounds a little gross, but really it was this really good
really
chocolate
gross.
Chip cookie that would have been way better if I would have taken it out of the oven maybe 5 or 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah, I didn't
but it
get
was
to
good.
Try it. I'm sure it was good, though.
I'm going to have to try it again and make it so that it works.
I did Super Bowl with some of my friends, none of whom were interested in sports. So it was a lot of us. We played a lot of games, and we would occasionally, if we saw that the Eagles were losing, we would yell, caca, at the screen because we decided we liked the Eagles better because they were birds.
That's not really the sound an eagle makes. They have to do like an eagle screech.
Caw, caw, caw.
That would be like
caw.
That would be like caw, a crow. You know, there is. We'll talk more about the Super Bowl later.
I don't want to talk about the Super Bowl. I have no
party,
interest.
The party that the rest of the family went to, there were like the people who were watching the game, and then there was like the people who weren't watching the game that were just eating snacks.
Mm.
I was both eating snacks and watching the game.
Mm, multitasking.
I also made these little pizza bites that were really good. Did you have any of those?
I maybe got to try one, but they were like reheated, so they probably weren't as good. I made mac and cheese, like fried mac and cheese balls.
Yeah.
They were actually baked this time, but I have fried them before. We just don't have a deep fryer.
Did you like them baked? They work out okay?
Yeah, I think they were better fried, but, you know. And it's also like they get cold after a while at the party, and they're so much better warm.
Many things are good fried.
Yeah, but it's like balls of mac and cheese that I add extra cheese to, so it's nice and solid. And then you coat it in egg and panko crumbs, and then you fry it, and it's really tasty. You, like, freeze it, so it's, like, or at least refrigerate it, so they're these solid balls of mac and cheese. Tasty. Anyway.
They were good. I had one. There was like one that fell apart.
Yeah. There was one that kind of fell apart, and then there's one that was like on its way to falling apart, and I was like, let me just help it along.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
They're pretty good.
Cooking tasty snacks.
Yeah.
Other things that are going on.
No, wait, what was I going to... Never mind, I forgot what I was going to say.
That's all right. It'll probably come to you.
Oh, no, something that is going on, though. I don't know if this is what I was going to say, but we've talked before about our annual trip to Austin. Kind of. It's kind of become a tradition because that's kind of how the podcast got thought up, was on our way to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for the solo and ensemble competition in the state solo and ensemble competition in Texas, which is at Austin every year.
And you've gone twice for orchestra.
Yes, for orchestra. So... recently, last weekend, I actually qualified for the state competition for choir this year, which is a first for me because I only really started choir last year, even though I'd kind of done a little bit of singing before for theater, for voice lessons or different things.
And last year you chose not to compete, right? Because you just begun it.
I wasn't in private lessons, which was a big part of it because usually you prepare that with your private lesson teacher. But I was a beginner, and I wasn't very confident. But then this year, my private lesson teacher kind of forced me to. So I sang, and yeah, I got a 1. It actually went really well. I was really happy.
So
I got the top rating, which is... So to go to state, you have to, for orchestra or for choir or for band, for that matter, you have to do... There's different grade levels of pieces. So it's 1 is the hardest, and there's like a 2 or a 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do... a grade 1 piece, so the hardest level of piece, and you have to get a rank rating of 1, which is the highest rating. So I did a grade 1 and got a 1. So I got to.
And you're gonna do solo ensemble for orchestra again.
I am.
And I guess you'll have the option. And an ensemble. If you get a 1, assuming you get a 1 like you did last 2 years, you'll have the option of going in either orchestra or choir.
Well, I can do both.
Or vocal, I guess.
Yeah, vocal performance. I can
do
both.
Do you think you might do both? Do you think you might choose one?
I think I might as well do both because you could drive up all the way there and it's like kind of almost lame to just go there, play something for 3 minutes and then like leave. You've driven all the way up to Austin.
And it's always Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah. No, Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, right? Labor Day is the other end of
yeah, it's in like September.
Summer.
So actually, if I really wanted to, I could actually compete in 3 events potentially. I'm doing a solo this year for cello,
which
I haven't done since freshman year. And freshman year, I didn't even try to advance to the state level.
Solo is a lot of stress. Although, I don't know.
In a way,
maybe it's less stressful, though, because...
Nope, it's just stressful.
But
well, although I kind of hate my ensemble this year, too.
If you're doing an ensemble or you're doing a duet, it's like you have to play well with other people. Yeah. And that takes a lot of practice, and that's kind of a lot of stress in a way, isn't it?
Well, but it's also scored easier, and you don't have to memorize it. But solos, you have to memorize to go to state, at least. So I haven't done a solo since freshman year, and even then I didn't memorize it, so I wasn't even intending to go to state. But this year it's my senior year, so I think I might try to.
Well,
I need to start working on that.
What I have been very impressed with, if I can brag on you just a little bit, is everything you've done well in, you've done well. It's not that you don't have talent. You do have some talent, but it's also the things you've done best in are the things you work really hard at. So I've been really impressed with that.
Maybe it's because I don't choose to work hard at things that I already know I'm going to do bad in.
If I can be just a proud dad for just a minute.
Maybe that's why I haven't done a solo for cello for the last 2 years. No.
But you've done well in cello, though. So it's
I've done okay.
You've done all right.
And,
you know, my act deck and with...
Yeah.
Now choir.
Mom and I
were saying good things about you while you weren't even around the other day.
Wow.
That's what we were saying.
Surprise.
Is you work really hard at stuff.
Thank you.
And you're successful.
I did my solo for the family because I wanted to make sure I had it memorized before I had to go in and sing it for my director. Because I kind of thought he was going to rip me apart. He didn't, but for the most part. But so I did my solo for the family to practice it. And I think what you said was that it was a lot better than you expected.
You know, it's interesting because I am not very knowledgeable when it comes to like classical voice.
Yeah.
I mean,
honestly,
I know what
I'm
I like.
Not super class.
I know what music I like. I'm a big music fan, and I wish that I were more musical myself. That's probably why Mom and I have encouraged
you
kids
us.
To be so musical. But I don't really like. I don't know that much about it. And so, like, when you're singing like a piece that's basically opera,
it's an aria.
I don't know whether it's good or not. Like, I mean, it sounds good, but I'm not the person who could critique it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which is why you do solo and ensemble. Because I was thinking about it. Most of the directors I've had for orchestra and choir and stuff really don't like solo and ensemble very much. It's kind of a weird competition. And like, I know almost every music teacher I know has had just really bad experiences going to state too, which is why they don't even really encourage you to go. But, you know, I like to. It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I was thinking about it, and I really wouldn't have prepared a solo otherwise, like in any other circumstance, like particularly. I mean, I might have in my voice lessons, but performing a solo is something that you don't really get to do in other
places. Is it intimidating?
It is. It's especially intimidating.
It's a lot different than singing in a choir, right?
Oh, yeah. And right before I was going, I was like, you know, maybe I'm just a choir person. Maybe I'm just not cut out to sing solos because it's just scary.
I think it is the sort of thing that would terrify most people. Like, I know a lot of people say, like, speaking in front of people is one of the scariest things.
Singing in front of people, yeah.
Yeah, like, but I don't have I've never had really a problem with speaking in front of people. I don't know. It's just something that doesn't bother me. But singing in front of people.
It's hard.
Would be really intimidating. First of all, I know I'm not good at it.
Well, and one of the things I like about cello and even piano is you don't have to, like, look at anyone. But singing, you're just there. You're just staring at a judge.
Like, close your eyes?
Yeah, like, you can't, it's just you. Like, you've got nothing to, like, hide behind like you do with cello.
You can go all emo and close your eyes and grab the mic.
You're not singing into a mic, but.
Whatever. I guess you never would, really, right? Because you're just in a room with judges.
With a judge and a piano accompanist. But, yeah, there's that. And it's also like certain things I worry about, like you can't, because you can only breathe in certain parts of the song, right? Like you can't take a breath in the middle of a phrase.
And that's like important. You have critiqued to, on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, they told me, one of the things they told me is that my breaths needed to be more graceful and I needed to prepare for them better because there's just a ton of super fast breaths that I'm supposed to take in my piece and they're like kind of hard.
Do you do like notations on your sheet music?
It's written into my piece, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it's... I'll just show you later, but it's like, there's just all these really quick breaths and they're really hard, but yeah, so the breathing's important, but if I'm singing in a choir, you're allowed to like you can sneak breaths in the middle of phrases in places where people won't notice and it's okay. Like, but that's what I always worry about as a soloist is I'm like if you forget to breathe at one point, then you're like running out of air and you're like, I need to get in this phrase cause I can't breathe in the middle of like a note or it'll be super obvious and bad. So that's, I don't know, there's just no one to hide behind, and there's no instrument to hide behind, and it's kind of scary. But I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. So another thing that's happening around us, and I think this is a national thing, but we are in the middle of a flu epidemic. Mm. William went to the doctor today, although they didn't have the flu test. The doctor thought he probably had a mild case of flu.
He's never tested for it, but...
But he could just have a bad cold, too. It's almost like a cold. So Henry has had a bad cold for over a week now, and our very observant listeners probably noticed he was coughing a lot last podcast.
Oh, I'm trying not to cough. I've got like tickle in my throat type thing.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it's from... I usually get like a cough... Lately, I've been getting a cough at night anyway from... It's actually from acid reflux, but it only... It doesn't... It's called silent reflux. It's like asthma, kind of. It's weird. So that always happens to me at night, and in the mornings I cough and like my chest hurts and stuff. But it's been really bad lately. I was actually worried about it right before I was singing.
And I've been like really congested and run down, but part of that's probably just because I'm working hard and a little bit tired. And sometimes I just don't know. I feel like I work hard and don't get enough sleep through the week. And then by the weekend, I just feel kind of run down.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, me too. Who knows? But the boys, middle school, they had 180 kids, I think, absent for the flu. Have you guys had a bunch of people absent in the high school, too?
Yeah, we've definitely had some people. The thing about high school is a lot of times there's kids who are sick and should not be at school, but come anyway because they have to.
Yeah. But the middle school has just had, like, massive amounts of kids just not showing up to school because they're sick.
Anyway, yeah, I actually saw a kid walking around with the little mask over his face like they do in, like, Japan or whatever.
Yeah, I've started to see that sometimes in this country.
I was kind of wondering. I was like, I wonder if he has the flu but just couldn't afford to miss school because, like, that's a thing that happens. It's kind of scary in school.
So my hypothesis is in Japan, usually if someone is wearing a mask, it's because they're sick and they don't want to get other people sick. In America, it's usually because they don't want to get sick.
I think I've seen some people who might be actually sick.
Yeah,
but,
I've started to see that in this country, though. It's weird, though. In Japan, it's very common. Like, if you go to Japan, especially during the wintertime, you see a lot of people wearing face masks. So Let's do a Maisie update.
I love the drop.
I like the drop too.
Do we have an update for Maisie?
I do have an update for Maisie. So Maisie, as we mentioned before on the podcast, is a little bit crazy. Mm. Mom had to go buy new pillows because she chewed the corner of all the pillows that go on the couches. And she went to IKEA to buy the pillows and pillow covers. And IKEA pillows are pretty good pillows, but the pillows that they come like stuffed inside the pillowcases are kind of lame and wimpy. And she went, she got better pillows to put in the pillowcases, but she had just the IKEA pillowcases or the IKEA pillows, the pillow forms
out in our room.
And I never saw them. All I saw was two the big piles of fluff.
Of fluff, yeah. Because
apparently she went in there and just went to town. And it reminded me of one of those dog shaming pictures.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Have you seen the dog shaming pictures where they put a sign around the person? I feel like we need to put a sign around Maisie's
Maybe you can post that on the Instagram, Dad.
That says, I destroyed two IKEA pillows.
That were bought to replace the other pillows I
just
destroyed.
Like utterly destroyed. There's just nothing.
You know what she's doing right now?
It doesn't even look like a pillow anymore. It's just a bunch of fluff.
She's on the couch and she's got her face just like shoved between two couch cushions.
I know. She likes to do that. Or she'll like put her head kind of like up on the armrest. And it's actually really cute.
It's cute. But right now it's just like shoved in the little crack between the two couch cushions. So
that's our Maisie update. Overall, she's been pretty good. I feel bad for her because it's been so cold.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to start taking her for more walks. If the weather warms up a little bit, I think I'll take her for longer walks because I really need the exercise too.
I always try to get her to wear a jumpsuit when it's cold. Her sweatsuit that looks like an Adidas sweatsuit.
Oh, she doesn't.
She's not a
quite
fan.
Like it though. It's kind of hard to get on her, and
cute,
she doesn't.
Though. Yeah, it's
she just wants to eat it.
There's all these armholes, and there's like a billion like little snaps and stuff. But it's so cute.
Yeah.
You can see pictures of it on her Instagram. I posted some a while back, but it's seriously like the cutest thing ever. Like it was a great purchase. You can get them on Amazon if you look up a D-Dog sweatshirt.
It's pretty cute.
It says Adidog, and it's got little bones on it instead of the little Adidas stripes.
But she's not a big fan.
Oh, but it's the cutest thing, I swear.
The other thing...
It's very warm, too.
...that I want to talk about before we get into the segments. I had a thought on my way home. Like, is there anything that you can do that you're just naturally talented at? And I figured out what my thing is.
What?
The thing that I can do that I'm just naturally talented at is I can have some keys and my phone and a piece of garbage in my hand, and I can throw away the garbage without dropping the keys or my phone.
Yeah, I dropped my phone talent. In the toilet that way the other day.
I'm apparently more talented than you are at that.
I just get distracted. Like, there's too much going on, and like I get distracted.
Do you ever, like, when you're looking for something, like you can't find something, do you ever end up going through the garbage like, maybe I threw it away?
Yeah, because I do a lot of the time.
I never throw it away. So I might look if I was really desperate and I can't think of where else
I'll
be
holding,
but it's
like,
never in the garbage.
No, this happens all the time. I'll be holding like my phone and like a napkin or whatever, and I'll go to the trash can and I'll like put my phone in the trash and then be holding the napkin, and I'm like, that wasn't what I meant to do.
That's not good.
And I just stare at it and I'm like, that wasn't, no, like... Like, my brain is thinking about what I need to do. My hands just don't get the memo, and it just kind of, like...
Just kinda do you ever walk around looking for your phone when you're holding it?
Not a ton. I don't do that a whole lot, but I lose my phone a lot. Kind of a joke in my choir room, because the first week of school, my best friend and my choir director, like, took my phone, and I have two classes on there every other day, so it's half of the day plus lunch. They took my phone, and they hid it. For, like, the entire day. And I just, like, assumed I'd lost it because I always lose my phone. And they, like, gave it back to me right as I was ready to just leave for the day and be like, you know what, I'll find it tomorrow. Like, and I asked them, I was like, have you seen my phone? And they were both like, no, I would never do anything. So now it's a joke because I always lose my phone.
Yeah.
So now I always lose my phone and I'm always paranoid, but I actually just lose it all the time. But, yeah. Anyway.
You misplace it. I don't think you've actually lost it in a long time.
No, I haven't in a while, but I misplace things a lot. I'm pretty ADD. I realized lately, I don't know if you do this, you're also fairly ADHD. Kind of runs in the family. But I don't know if you are as much as mom, but I don't know. We all kind of are.
I have tendencies, although I've learned to focus.
Yeah. But for me, it's bad. Like, I honestly, like, it's not a good thing. But do you ever, I've talked to mom about this and she agrees with this. Like, you're so used to, like, having something that you're forgetting that's important that you're constantly, like, you're just going throughout your day and you think, like, am I forgetting something today that's important? Like, am I forgetting an appointment or something? And you just feel this, like, wave of terror. Even though you're not.
I'm
like,
pretty familiar with that, yeah.
Constant feeling of just terror because I am always thinking I'm forgetting something even when I'm not.
I wouldn't call it terror so much as dread.
No, like
a feeling of dread, like something's not right and I don't know what it is.
Well, like, okay, last week I was supposed to babysit on a Thursday. And, like, on Tuesday, I literally, like, I thought of that. I was like, oh, yeah, I have to babysit Thursday. And I just felt this total wave of panic. I was like, oh, my gosh, because I already felt like I'd forgotten it. Like, before it happened. And I was like, maybe it's today and I forgot it. And then I was like, no, it's not even the same day. And even if it was, it would be before the time I was supposed to go babysit. So it was like, but today, oh my gosh, that happened to me today. I was supposed to, so for ACTEC, for the state competition, I don't know whether I told you about this. You take 9 of the events at state, which will be in our town this year. So it's not even a big deal. But you go and take them in whatever room you're supposed to be in and like at the competition. Like at the weekend of the competition, but there's one event. So essay, they actually have you do like 2 weeks before the competition and you do it online and everyone in the state takes it at the same time, basically. And you all take it online and then you submit it and it's timed. So then they have time to grade it. So that was today, which is always weird because you're like stressed about it, but it's the rest of it.
So you've already done it.
Yeah, I've already done it. I did it today. But, I like, for some reason I was coming back. I went to my school's, like, college help center because I was looking for some scholarships. Just kind of, like, thought it'd be a good thing to do. Plus, I wanted to get out of health. So I was like, I'll sign up to go to, it's called the Go Center or whatever. They have, like, students from a local college, like, come and help students with college things. So I hung out there for a while and was like, they gave me a scholarship search engine and stuff. So I was looking. And then, like, for some reason, I was looking down at my phone and I was like, it was on the group chat that we have for our decathlon team and our coach was on it and he was like, okay, like 12:40 today, make sure to go down to the computer lab. And for some reason I looked down on my phone and it was 11 o'clock. For some reason I thought it had passed. Like, I think I just thought it was like 1 o'clock, but like it just wasn't, you know,
and just had sudden panic.
My brain just wasn't working. And I seriously had the biggest wave of panic for like a solid minute. Like it was horrible. Cause I was like, oh my gosh, like I missed it. They're all going to be so mad at me. And I'm already going into state with a 0 in one event because I didn't, like, I was totally panicking. I was like, maybe if I run down now, I can still catch it. And then I had to have a moment where I was like, no, you just don't know how to read a clock. Like, I was the dumbest person ever.
I can identify with that. I've had moments like where
it was horrible. I was seriously,
I have a really important meeting at work and then I think maybe I missed it.
Yeah. And you just like, just because you think like, oh, what if I miss it? You suddenly have this horrible like wave of panic where you almost think you have.
Yeah.
Just by thinking that. But yeah, I was like texting the group chat. I was like, oh no, did I miss it? And then I was like, oh, never mind guys. I can't read a clock. Like I don't know how to tell time apparently. But I was like seriously, like just freaking out for like a solid, like, and then they were all like kind of making fun of me. And my coach sent me some gifs of someone breathing through a paper bag. Like,
yeah, I had a dream a few days ago that I slept like on a regular work day. I slept until 4:30 in the afternoon, and I like,
yeah, is that not?
And in the dream,
so
I was like panicking because I was like, well, I should have at least told someone at work that I wasn't going to be at work today. They're probably all wondering like, what the heck's going up? Why didn't he show up to work?
And then you don't want to.
My excuse is I slept in.
Yeah.
That's the lamest excuse you could imagine. I mean, even if
no,
I were sick,
totally,
I should have called in. And then I woke up and it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I was like, well, thank goodness. Thank goodness it's
I
not
have that
4:30
all the
time.
It's seriously
afternoon.
Such a bad problem because I forget things. Like, I really, like, I try so hard to not forget important. Even right now, like, just the thought of, like, what if I forgot something important today, even though I know I didn't, is like sending just anxiety through me because it, like, is such a bad problem for me. But it's a huge problem. And whenever I have a huge event, like I always have nightmares that I slept through and missed it. For any ACTEC meet, for any like orchestra competition, choir thing, like the day of my choir solo and ensemble, I was stressed the whole day that I'd already missed my time, even though I know I hadn't.
Yeah.
It was so weird. And I was like, I know what time, I know I do it at 2 o'clock. I know I haven't missed it. I know I'm not running late, but I just couldn't shake the feeling of just like dread, especially when I'm nervous for something like that. Like if it's a competition, I just have that feeling all day. So it's terrible. So anyway, that's my story about how me, the star of the academic decathlon team, is really, really dumb and doesn't know how to read a clock.
Well, that's not an event on the decathlon or else you'd be in trouble.
Reading clocks.
Let's do some news.
I wasn't even reading
now
a clock.
Your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
Reading a clock makes it sound like it was like an analog. I was literally just looking at my phone. Like,
yeah, it had numbers and everything.
It said 11. Like, I just, yeah, anyway.
Well, I really like your story. Do you want to tell us your story?
I will. It reminds me of a comic. I'll have to guess which one. So the police in Scotland were called by a farmer who thought a big cat had invaded his cow shed. They ended up in a 45-minute standoff with a large stuffed tiger. So what comic does that remind you of, Dad?
I don't know. Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah. That's what I thought of. Police were deployed to a farm in Peterhead, sending in a number of units, including an armed response team. The authorities eventually realized it was a toy. The farmer, Bruce Grubb, went to check on his cows while he was having a housewarming party and saw the tiger on a ramp. And he's quoted as saying, "I was stone cold sober. Drink had nothing to do with me thinking it was real."
Well, not only did he think it's real, but apparently a bunch of policemen thought it was real because
they
had a 45-minute standoff with this tiger.
Where did it come from?
Didn't move,
my main question.
And looked, I mean, even if it was sort of realistic, it's still a toy.
I'm guessing like
tiger.
Bad lighting, but like, I mean, it's still a toy. I guess I can see it like bad lighting. Like you don't want to get very close to it if you do think it's if you see it from far away.
Do they not have binoculars or something?
Why would you bring binoculars?
I think that the police would have binoculars.
I don't think police have binoculars. Like, I don't think that's what
their
first thought.
Of course police have binoculars.
Well, and they were also probably trusting this guy. So if the guy saw it, like, far distance away and was like, oh my gosh, a tiger, got to get out. I'm sure he didn't examine super closely. And he was probably, like I said, from a distance. And then I'm guessing the police took his word for it and weren't like...
Do police use binoculars? According to the first Google response, they use them... on a regular basis.
No, they don't.
You always see like
get a
cops
real
on stakeouts. Stakeouts.
Yeah, but not when somebody calls because there's like an animal. You're not like, oh, let me check that it's a real animal.
I think they would have binoculars.
Okay, well, my question is how the tiger got there. Because if it was like his kid's toy, wouldn't he kind of know that his kid had a giant tiger toy?
Well, it doesn't say
like,
in the article how that
the tiger
toy got
there. Like, that's the real question here is like,
very mysterious.
Did a housewarming guest bring it? Was it a present to him?
Did it
like,
fall
oh,
off
oh
a truck?
Look, a tiger. I brought you one. Look, there's a tiger on your ramp. Oh, no.
Was it somebody's practical joke?
Yeah, but like, I just
feel
like it
terrified this Scottish farmer.
Yeah. But like, yeah, because like, it couldn't belong to anyone in his home, right? Because then you would think he would realize that it was a stuffed tiger.
I love that it took him 45 minutes, though. It's like,
yeah, they're just
all right, tiger, we got you surrounded. Don't move.
Oh, that's such a long time.
It's not moving.
That's such a long time. And they finally just went up to it, got a little closer. You'd really think something would have happened before then.
Yeah. So a couple other stories that were big in the news this week.
Oh, I saw this one.
You heard about the Lady Doritos.
Yeah, I did.
So the story that I have is that the Frito-Lay company, which is now owned by PepsiCo, has come out and said, no, they are not planning on making Lady Doritos. The whole story blew up.
They kind of have to, don't they? They kind of have to say that
now. The CEO, Indra Nooyi, was on a podcast. You know, you can get in trouble on podcasts for saying things.
Yeah.
She was on a podcast and she was talking about like things that women like and things that men like. And she said that men like to lick their fingers after eating a bag of Doritos. And she said, quote, women would love to do the same, but they don't. They don't like to crunch too loudly in public, and they don't lick their fingers generously, and they don't like to pour the little broken pieces and the flavor into their mouth. And she also said that they were getting ready to launch some snacks that are designed and packaged differently for women. Women love to carry a snack around in their purse. And everyone on Twitter jumped on her for this, and it was hashtag Lady Doritos.
I think a lot of the people were being too harsh. I'm going to come out as someone who is definitely a feminist, definitely hashtag woke. I think that they were being a little harsh, because from what I heard, it was an interview about being a woman CEO, or what is she? Is she a CEO?
She's a CEO,
like Yeah, about being a woman CEO and how hard it is. And like, apparently there's a lot of really great stuff in the podcast. I didn't listen to it myself. But they said that there was some really like good content, and it was really taken out of context, and she was just talking about just different. And I mean,
she is the CEO of PepsiCo. Here's a picture of her.
Yeah, I saw. But like, not to be that person who's like, oh, all stereotypes are true, but like the stuff she said isn't wrong. Like, yeah, women generally don't dig in, and they don't generally like to eat super loud and obnoxiously in public. Like, she wasn't really saying anything. Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
What she was saying is probably true, because companies like that do a ton of market research. So yeah, she was probably talking about actual market research. She wasn't just giving her own opinions.
It was, people got really angry about this. And I, at first, I kind of understood it and understand it. And if they actually did come out with, oh, lady Doritos for your little lady fingers. So it's like I, that would be, a, but like the state, what she said in and of itself was not, it, I think people jumped on it too much. It just, I don't think it needed to blow up like it did.
So PepsiCo came out with a statement, and they said that her comments were taken out of context.
Yeah,
And
that's what
I heard
too, though.
The idea that female-friendly Doritos, that they were in the works, were inaccurate. I like this statement. They say, we already have Doritos for women. They're called Doritos, which is kind of a clever thing to say.
Yeah, it's a smart little thing to say. But I from what I heard, it was taken out of context. Like, I don't know. It was seriously, there are people who were like, it was just...
People
kinda
do
dumb.
Love to be outraged about things.
Well, and making gendered products is a problem that I think is ridiculous. Like, you know how they have, like, the girl, like, the pens for girls, and they've got the little, like, extra grip thing, and they're pink, and it's like, yeah, you didn't need that. And, like, certain things, like, there are a lot of things out there that I think, like, yeah, that's ridiculous and doesn't need to be a thing. But that was something that was just, I feel like it was blown out of proportion.
Yeah. So the other big news story this week was Elon Musk's SpaceX company that launched something called the Heavy Falcon. Mm. Did you hear about this?
I heard people talk about it. I didn't know what it was, though.
So it was basically a huge rocket. It was a rocket that was big enough to deliver a 140,000 pound cargo into space. And they test launched it. So there were no astronauts on it. Actually, what they had on the rocket, there were two things that were interesting about this. So it was the largest private rocket launch in history, totally funded through private investment, not through any sort of government involvement. But there were two things interesting about it. One was the cargo that it actually lifted off. Did you hear what it put into space?
I didn't.
It put into space Elon Musk's... his Tesla Roadster, his car, but the car had a mannequin in it, and the mannequin was named Starman. And so now there is a Tesla Roadster orbiting the sun and with a mannequin named Starman, and on the radio is being played David Bowie.
Yeah, that's funny.
And the radio will play David Bowie for millions of years.
Oh, yeah, I saw that because I saw somebody... making fun of one of my friends on Twitter because they thought there was a real man in there.
There's a David Bowie song called Starman.
I know. It's on rock, one of the rock bands.
And there's a David Bowie song called the Space Oddity.
Sorry, I was thinking Space Oddity.
Yeah, those are two different.
The sad one, the Ground Control Major Tom. That's the one that, one of them is on, which rock band is it?
I think it's on Rock Band 3.
Maybe it's 3, because that's the one we played less of, and I don't think we did it a lot. Our family is a big rock band fan.
Yeah, for a while
I don't know if you knew this, Dad.
We used to do lots of rock band. Especially Lego Rock Band.
Yeah, I have... Well, it glitched, and we never got to the final level, which is really sad, because we got just up to, like, the final round. But it's like, what is it? Like, the world's... the greatest show of all time, or, like, something like that it's called. But I remember one summer when I was, like, 10, like, every night... because something about, like, playing the guitar on Guitar Hero would, like, kind of lull me to sleep late at night, because it was very, like... I don't know, it's just one of those things that kind of like you get into a rhythm and then you're kind of like, ooh. But I remember begging mom to let me go to bed because it'd be like midnight and I was like 10. She'd be like, no, we need to finish this level. And I'd be like falling asleep as I was playing.
So someone, so anyway, someone on Twitter pointed out that now there is a Tesla playing Bowie orbiting the Earth, and that David Bowie played Tesla in the movie The Prestige. Kind of a cool little parallel thing. The other thing that was cool about the Heavy Falcon was the way that they launched using these big booster rockets. And there were three. There was kind of a main core one and then two to the side. The two side booster rockets, they launched it up and then they landed the rockets simultaneously using rockets. It looks really bizarre. When you look at it, it doesn't look like it's possible, but they managed to like bring these rockets back to Earth and land them on the launch pad.
Interesting.
So that was really cool. The middle one, they tried to land on a barge in the ocean and it missed.
Oh.
It hit the ocean at 300 miles an hour and was lost. Oof. So that one didn't work out so well. But the two that did land, the reason this is important is because part of this whole model of doing like creating a business, a for-profit business, is you've got to have ways to use reusable rockets.
Yeah, because of all the space waste.
Yeah, that was a pretty huge kind of technological advancement.
Question, why don't we launch all our trash into space?
Well, for one thing, there's way too much of it up there, and it causes problems. It can, like, hit satellites and stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
I think you would have to launch it so that it, like, leaves the Earth's
orbit.
Yeah,
so it leaves our orbit.
And that takes a lot of energy to do that.
I'm sure that would have repercussions. Like, we'd find out later that it was, like, I don't know, killing babies or whatever, yeah. But...
I mean, it takes a lot of energy to send something out that far into space.
Yeah, I suppose. I just feel like we've got so much waste in so little space.
How do you feel about people that want to be the first people, like the first settlers on Mars?
I don't have much of an opinion on it.
I have strong opinions on it.
What
first
are
of
opinions?
All, I do admire them. But second of all, I would never do it myself. No. I would never want to do it because it's pretty bleak up there on Mars. And the chances you would ever be able to return to Earth are probably close to zero. So you'd have to spend the rest of your life on a very bleak place.
I agree. I would not do it.
Pretty extreme place.
So, Dad, I was watching a semi-recent. Sometimes I watch John Green and his brother Hank Green's vlogs. I like their podcast better, actually, but even though they're less, not as well known for it. But they had a thing where they were answering questions and stuff. And they talked about how they've decided, because they were on tour for John's new book, which is really, really good. It was on my top 10 list for 2017. But they were talking about how they had decided that people these days just have too many strong opinions on things, on like little things. And they've just decided, they were kind of joking, but they decided that they're just going to master the art of just not having opinions on certain things. And just they said they were going to abandon one opinion every single day. And I've thought a lot about that, because now I have a lot of things that people ask me about something that I'm like, they'll be like, or like the is water wet conversation. They'll go, is water wet? And I go, I have no opinion on that.
Yeah. I think it's good to question whether or not you should have strong opinions about things.
Yeah. Well, that was something that I saw that. I do too. I saw that and I was like, that's a really good point. You don't have to have an opinion on everything. You can have things that you just don't, you just abandon your. So they said they were going to abandon an opinion on one thing every single day.
I do think, like, particularly in like today's internet environment, people come to very strong opinions way too quickly.
And it's like some things just. You don't actually, do you really have to have an opinion?
Like, and some things you should probably like consider a little more carefully before you just stake your claim and say,
I think
all right, this is what I believe and I'm going to defend it.
I think you should consider many things, but you don't have to reach a conclusion on everything. But, which I just thought was an interesting idea, but yeah, they were asked some like stupid internet question like that and they just go, no opinion. That's one of the opinions I'm abandoning today. But I've thought a lot about that this year. Maybe that'll be a late New Year's resolution, but I'm giving my academic decathlon speech on whether it's better to fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck, and it was this question that was on the internet, and I gave a whole speech on it, and people ask me all the time, so which is better? And I go, no opinion. Even though I gave a whole speech on it, the various pros and cons, when it comes down to it, I really have no opinion on it. Like, I know I'd be dead either way.
Yeah.
So that's been something I've been working on, is abandoning opinions.
It's worth thinking about. I think that's a noble pursuit.
It's very freeing. It's surprising. Like, a lot more, like, I've enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
I've got a dad quiz. I'm going to see if Mom will join us for the dad quiz, because I think it would be good for her to do it with us. All right, so I've got a dad quiz.
Dad quiz.
That's pretty good.
And the thing that inspired this dad quiz was the day of the Super Bowl, Phoebe asked me, Dad, who's playing in the Super Bowl?
Oh my gosh.
And I told her it was the St. Louis Ostriches.
And the Vancouver something.
The Vancouver something, like, I don't otters. Remember.
Dinosaurs or something, right?
No, it was like the otters. Dinosaurs was our joke, but like it was like the otters, I think. So and I was like, wait,
when I
that's
said
not true.
The St. Louis Ostriches, you were like, huh, I don't think I've heard of them. And so you kind of believed it. When I said Vancouver otters, you were like, nah.
I was like, oh, I see.
Like
you're
ostriches
joking.
Are more likely.
It had been a very long day. Well, I knew I had to at Vancouver. I was like, I don't think Canada plays in the Super Bowl. And then I was like, no, but it had been a very long day and I was very tired. So I kind of just went along with it because I didn't really like register that you were joking. And I was like confused, but not questioning.
So today's dad quiz is, can you tell whether these professional sports teams are actual teams or are they fake teams?
Oh, okay. This sounds fun.
So all of these teams are professional sports teams. They're all at the highest level of professional sports. So there's no like minor league teams. They are all either in the National Hockey League, the National Basketball Association, or the National Football League.
Mm.
So they're either NBA, NFL, NHL, or Major League Baseball. And
so
there's no minor
this?
League teams. There's no high, there's no college teams. These are all
there's
either
no
actual
like,
teams
is
or
this
they're
an actual
fake.
Quiz or did you make
this
it?
Is a quiz that I made up.
Just to shame us. But there's no like crazy like so, arena football.
No,
or
no, no.
Anything.
I didn't okay. do like any some. So I didn't do like the Toledo Mud Hens, which are a minor league baseball team. But
right.
you probably wouldn't know that because they're minor league. These are all actual teams in the highest level.
You probably
of
haven't
sports.
Heard of them.
All right, so. The first one, Columbus Blue Jackets, real team or fake?
Real.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
I say fake.
Phoebe?
Hmm.
Mom, I'm sorry. They're a professional hockey team. They are Columbus, Ohio's professional hockey team. The name comes from their heritage from the Civil War.
Hmm. Huh. Okay.
Interesting.
Never heard of them.
Next one. Pittsburgh Penguins.
Fake.
Real. Are they hockey?
Allison. Phoebe.
Hockey?
They're a hockey team.
They
They're actually a really
hockey.
Good hockey team.
Yeah. I just thought maybe we were going with like a fake
well
real pattern.
If you're a hockey fan.
They're fairly well known.
Next one.
So.
Baltimore Bombers.
Real.
Fake.
Phoebe. Mom.
It's too much glee when you press that.
I am keeping score, by the way.
Yeah.
Next one. New Orleans Pelicans.
I'm just waiting for Mom to answer.
I'm waiting for you to answer.
Oh, no.
I have no
just
idea.
Shaming us.
Totally. Pelicans.
Pelicans. What even is a pelican?
It's a,
like
it's a bird.
I know it's a seabird, but I like can't picture it in my mind.
I'm going to say fake.
I'm going to say fake, too.
I bet we're wrong.
Yeah.
You're both wrong. Like, they're an NBA team. They're
NBA?
A relatively new NBA team. It used to be the New Orleans Hornets.
Well, I've heard of them.
And then the Hornets moved to Charlotte.
I haven't.
Then the Bobcats changed their name to the Hornets. And then the New Orleans Pelicans. They've only been around for a few years.
I just don't know about that.
No
one gets
NBA
a point
games
for that
for a few
one.
Years. Okay.
Next
oh,
one.
Oh, I can see a pelican now. They're the mine guys from Finding Nemo. I knew what they were. I just couldn't picture
them
in my
fish
head.
Around
yeah,
there.
I know. They
in
got their, the giant beak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like having a mental block when I was trying to think of what they looked like.
I could think of what they look like, but I
mine,
did not
mine,
know
mine,
they were.
Mine,
all right,
mine.
Next one.
Oh, yeah.
Vancouver Viceroys.
Real.
I'm going to say real.
Nope, that one's
I don't
fake.
Know what a Viceroy is. How am I supposed to know?
Next one. Green Bay Packers.
That's real. I've heard of
yeah,
the Green Bay Packers.
Real.
I'm not
I'm glad
totally
that you've
stupid.
Heard of them because they're a pretty well-known football
Come
team.
On.
This is such an insulting quiz.
This is like degrading.
Yeah.
Next one. Arizona Diamondbacks.
That's real.
Yes. That's real.
No, wrong. No, never mind.
They're real.
You'd already pressed it.
All right, you both get a point for that one. You get a point for the last one, too.
They're real and they're fabulous.
They are, I was confused because Razorbacks.
Do you know what sport they are?
Well, I know Razorbacks.
The Diamondbacks.
Maybe baseball?
Is it football?
Because Razorbacks
Phoebe's
is football.
Phoebe's right, they're baseball.
They're baseball. They're okay.
That's what threw me off is I thought you were trying to play off of like the Razorbacks.
No, that's a college sports. That's the Arizona Razorbacks.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Next one, San Diego Padres.
What are you going to say, Mom?
I'm waiting for you, Phoebe.
I'm waiting for you.
I'm waiting
I answered
for you.
First last time.
Real.
Real. I knew they were real.
Did you? No, you didn't.
No, I literally did. I was okay. Just waiting for you because
I knew they were real.
I could tell you knew.
That's a real Major League Baseball team.
Yes. I knew it was baseball,
I actually
too.
Knew that one, so.
Did you know it was baseball?
I don't know. I probably could have guessed. Yeah, I think I knew they were okay. Baseball. I mean, that sounds right now. I don't think I would have guessed anything else.
Next one. Sacramento Mountain Lions.
Fake.
Real. I don't know.
Phoebe? You guys are tied at five. That is not a real team. That is fake. Next one, San Jose Sharks.
Place your guess, Mom.
No, I went first last time.
Oh, fine.
All right, let's alternate. You have to go first this time,
okay,
Phoebe.
Okay, Sharks. Fake.
Real.
Allison? You got that one right. Phoebe? Anybody want to guess the sport?
Maybe basketball?
They're a hockey team.
I was going to say baseball. I don't know.
You're both
Sharks don't really do well on ice.
Next one, Toronto Raptors. You got to go first this time, Allison.
Real.
Real.
You're both right.
I've heard of that one.
What sport are they?
No idea.
Maybe. I have no idea.
They are an NBA team.
Okay.
Toronto Raptors.
And that's basketball.
That's basketball, yes.
National National Basketball Association.
Next one, the Indianapolis Speedsters.
Real.
Phoebe, you have to go first.
Real. I thought I went. Okay, yeah. Okay, whatever.
I said real. Oh, I say real.
You're both wrong. They are fake. Fake.
Well, you don't know there's not a team somewhere named.
Next one, Allison, you have to go first. The Oakland Athletics.
Oh, that's real.
Real.
They're baseball.
You're correct. They are a baseball team.
Only
otherwise
they
known
go
as
by
the A's.
The A's, the Oakland A's.
But the official name is the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
Next one, Phoebe, you got to go first. The Cincinnati Bengals.
Real.
Real.
I've heard of those.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the little tigers, Bengal tiger, like on Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah. They are a football team.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, Allison, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Real.
Real.
Are they hockey?
No.
No?
They're like football?
They're baseball.
Oh, I don't know. But baseball I think I've heard of those because a lot of them are named after companies.
All right, Phoebe, you're going first this time. Minneapolis.
Well, but like, you know, if they're sponsored by a brewing company. Anyway.
The Minneapolis Golden Gophers.
Fake? No, real. I'll go with real.
Golden Gophers? I'm going to go for real.
You're both wrong. They are fake.
It ought
there
to be real.
The University of Minnesota's. University of Minnesota's mascot is the Golden Gophers, but there is no Minnesota Golden Gophers.
That seems like kind of cheating.
Allison?
It is, because we might have heard of the university.
Yeah.
You think?
Team. Yes.
Allison, the Kansas City Royals.
Real.
Real. I've heard of them. A guy I know, I have a friend who's a big Royals fan. What? I don't know, because I want to say baseball, but I know he's a big football fan, the person I know that likes them.
Baseball.
It is a baseball team, yes.
Yeah.
It's a baseball team.
That's what I thought.
And they were either in the pennant race or the World Series just a year ago.
Yes.
Toronto Maple Leafs. Whose turn is it to go first?
Mom's. I did. I went first last.
No, time. I thought I did. No.
I don't know. I lost
track. Mom.
Toronto Maple Leafs. Sure. Yeah. Real.
You want to guess the sport?
Probably hockey.
You're right. Yeah. It is hockey.
It's all they do in Canada.
Well,
the Chicago Blues.
That was a TV show.
It wasn't could be it? A TV show.
Wasn't it a TV show?
I'm going to say real, though.
I don't know if it was like a TV show. I mean, there's like NYPD real. Blue.
It was like Hill Street Blues.
Mom.
I'm going to say it's fake.
Okay, mom is correct.
Yeah.
There is no Chicago Blues. There is a St. Louis Blues hockey team, but no Chicago Blues.
Okay, I guess.
The Cleveland Browns.
Is it my turn to go first or hers?
Yes, your turn.
Real. Did you know that?
Yeah.
What I'd sport? Heard it
okay.
Football? I don't know.
Yeah.
It or is football. Baseball? They're an NFL team.
It's football.
The New York Knickerbockers, Phoebe.
I feel like it's real, but I'm going to go with fake anyway.
It's real.
Mom gets another one. They're usually called the Knicks, but their full name is the Knickerbockers.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Basketball.
Next one, the Buffalo Buffaloes.
Fake.
Real, I guess. Is it hockey?
Phoebe gets a point.
No? Okay.
Too easy.
Mom, sorry. The Buffalo Buffaloes are not a real. The Mom's Buffalo still Bills winning, right? are a real team.
I've heard of the Buffalo Bills.
And the Buffalo Sabres. But not the Buffalo Buffaloes.
I haven't heard of the Sabres.
And last one, the Vegas Golden Knights.
Your turn, Mom.
Sure. Yeah. Real.
I'm going to go with fake, just on the off chance that I could maybe end in a tie with her.
Looks like Mom's going to win. Yeah. They are a hockey team.
But she would have won anyway, so I figured I might as well go the opposite route so that I'd at least have a chance.
I think they're Las Vegas' only professional sport.
Really?
Because most professional sports stay away from Vegas because there's so much gambling there. Yeah. It's kind of a dangerous place to be
that would be dicey.
Professional.
Dicey.
Yeah.
Dicey.
That was bad.
That's our dad quiz.
I'd take the gamble.
We've only got
one last thing to do on the podcast.
The dad quiz wherein you could shame us.
You could say they wanted to make a team. It just wasn't in the cards for them.
Oh. Ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Can we just name this the episode where Mom and Phoebe are shamed?
Okay. There's one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Better be a good treat one yourself. After being shamed, or I'm not going to come on the podcast again.
We're about to be treat shamed.
I hope not, or I'm not coming back.
I saw this today. For the first time ever in stores. We talked about it on the podcast before.
Is it this thing where you snort cocoa powder? Because I'm down for that.
Nope.
No.
This is edible cookie dough.
Oh. Okay.
I saw it at the racetrack convenience store gas station.
Batterlicious.
It is edible cookie dough.
With a spoon inside.
With a spoon inside.
Ooh, okay.
Take a picture of it.
I'm ready.
Cute.
And that's a good size, too. It's like...
This is Butterlicious cookie dough from the Butterlicious Cookie Dough Company. It's Delish Chocolate Chip cookie dough. The Batterlicious Chocolate Chip Company is from West Palm Beach, Florida. This is dough on the go. Eat our cookie dough right out of the jar. So we talked about edible cookie dough because we saw some on our vacation last summer. We didn't try it. We all kind of gave our opinion about whether it would be good or not. But now we have some to try for the podcast for Treat Yourself. So
smells a little weird.
Do you want to get a spoon? And
it is edible.
Are we sharing?
It comes with a spoon.
Cookie dough. How about if you and I share? We'll try it. And then rate it for the podcast. I'm going to mute all the mics so we don't chew into them. And we'll be right back.
Is it thick? Yeah.
I'm looking at the ingredients here. It says it does not contain eggs, which I guess isn't surprising. It looks like it is heat-treated wheat flour, light brown sugar, semi-sweet chocolate chips, cocoa butter, butter fat, soy lecithin.
No, you're looking at the ingredients water. For the chocolate chips.
Okay, yeah. So it's basically flour, brown sugar, chocolate chips, sugar, vanilla, everything you would expect to have in chocolate chip cookie dough, except for the eggs.
Cookie dough, which is nice. I appreciate that it's not like,
totally not to be weird. Like, natural, yeah.
But like, they didn't really need to mess with the recipe mm-hmm. and make it like sketchy.
What do you think, guys?
That's a really solid okay. I think I would have to be in the right, like, place to eat it. Like, right now I'm not really... Like, if I was in a place where I was like, I really want a lot of sugar, I want something, like, heavy and rich, and I want that snack, there are times when I would eat this. Right now I'm not really down for it. I've already had some sugar today and I've eaten, so I'm kind of like... Yeah. It's a little much for me right now, but I think there are times when I would eat this.
I think I'm there with you. I would call it okay.
I don't like it.
It's very sweet. It's mm-hmm. very dense. I don't think I could eat a whole container of this, even though the container is only like 3.5 ounces.
But it's a dense 3.5 ounces.
Yeah.
To me, it tastes just like, you know, like the refrigerated cookie dough that you can get.
And yep, some of it tastes just like that.
Some of it's good and some of it's less good. It tastes like less good. To me, that tastes, it reminds me of the cookie dough that kids in elementary school sell for fundraisers. That's not very good.
Yeah. Well,
so I give it a meh. Like, it's edible, but I don't want to edit.
And I don't think you could bake this and make a cookie because it's missing the eggs and stuff. And I don't think it's meant to be, well, no. Obviously it's meant to be just eaten right out of here. But it's, I don't know. I mean, I'm not totally against it. It's not gross, but it's not really great either.
Yeah, like I said, I would have to be in the right, like, the right time when I'm not already full and I haven't already had sugar in the day. I just, like, there are times when I would eat this, but not right now. Like, I'm not really in the mood for it right now. And I think most of the time I wouldn't be.
Well,
would you eat a whole container of it?
There are, like I said, there are times when I would. There are times when I would eat that much cookie dough.
I just wish it tasted more like I didn't expect it to taste like really good homemade cookie dough, but I expected it to taste like at least like Nestle Toll House cookie dough.
That's what it tastes like to me.
And I don't think it's this good.
It's very good. Dense. Like if it had a little bit more of a whipped texture.
Yeah, I
like
wish it had a little more whipped. I was actually wishing that myself. Good.
And I suspect the stuff you get at like a restaurant, like at the little shops that sell it is probably more.
I think they said that they were a little more like whipped, more a little lighter. But, if I was, like, really hungry and really craving something sweet at, like, almost like a party or something or, like, a sleepover, like, I would eat this. But maybe not most of it. It would be, like, a once every once in a while type thing.
Yeah, just some when you really feel like indulging.
When you really, when you're really feeling like you're like, you know what, I can eat 3 ounces of cookie dough.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Allison? Are you going to rate it?
I rate it okay. Like, it's edible. I just...
It's like a less solid okay for you.
Yeah. It's meh.
So we all agree. Oh, you're going to call it meh?
I'm going to call it meh. It's not terrible.
Meh.
But it's not.
Meh.
Yeah, I do feel like there's nothing like nuanced about it to be, if we're going to be all like highbrow. There's nothing particularly. It's just like you could buy a tub of cookie dough at the store.
Exactly what it is.
Like there's nothing. Like you could buy a tub of cookie dough at the store and like she said, like it would be cheaper. It would be like.
Better taste. I mean, it would. You got the Nestle.
Yeah, it's just like there's nothing that's very. They didn't really do anything groundbreaking here.
Yeah,
they just put it in a smaller container.
But I this is the first time I've actually seen it for sale here.
Yeah, there's no eggs
near where we live, so I had to grab it so we could try it on the podcast.
Good work with that.
No hate, no shade, no tea. But are raw eggs really that dangerous?
They're really not. I mean, usually, unless the eggshell is cracked.
Yeah.
And something gets most in eggs it. Won't make you sick.
And like
everybody's had a little bit of raw egg or undercooked egg.
Yeah. And I forgot about that. The
very
only thing,
few people get poisoned from it.
The only thing that's really like
that
groundbreaking
this is not
about
legal
this.
Advice
yeah.
Or I feel don't like follow my instructions.
Getting a lot of hate for this, but like I feel like the only thing they really did was take out the egg. So I mean, I get that not everyone wants to make cookie dough, which by the way, if you want to, I did this a lot in middle school at like sleepovers and stuff. You just put some milk in instead to get the same texture. Anyway.
Yeah.
if you did want to make this at home. But I get not everyone wants to do it, and I guess some people don't want to eat raw eggs. But, like, really, you know, yeah. if you want to be a real man, really, just suffer through the raw. Eat raw eggs like men.
Okay, so I know, like, when you were little, I would always tell you guys, don't eat the raw dough.
And then you would eat it.
I would totally eat it because, as I explained to you, I don't care so much about my safety, but you're young, and I do care, and I'm just trying to be a good parent. But
the worst. I would always eat it anyway.
Then it occurred to me that I had never once gotten sick from it, and I was stressing out over possibly giving you salmonella for nothing.
Well, and if you got salmonella and died, what would happen to us, Mom?
True. But
the thing about cookies is...
Dad can't braid hair.
The thing about chocolate chip cookies in particular is almost everyone uses basically the same recipe. Yeah. It's much more about the technique than it is about the ingredients.
That's true, actually. Although, no, that's pretty much it. And your ratio of brown sugar, some people have different thoughts on that.
Yeah, some people mm-hmm. use more brown sugar, less brown sugar.
I think that's something significant.
It's more about creaming.
I'm going to be controversial here.
The fat and the sugars.
Also the Crisco and the butter mix combination
It bakes up nicely if you use half and half.
Yeah, half and half is the best.
Half butter flavor Crisco, half actual butter. But I'm going to be controversial here and say that I think this would be better if they would have used not semi-sweet chocolate chips, but milk chocolate chips.
You know, yeah, I kind of agree with
which is
with
kind
you.
Of the opposite as in a cookie, I think you want semi-sweet.
Yeah. But on this, dough, it's kind of like a weird, like the dough's already a little bit weird on its own, so I feel like it kind of needs the chocolate chip.
I'm with you there.
I would agree with that. Maybe even like the big chocolate, maybe even more chocolate chips.
I think you're onto something.
Or like big, instead of mini ones, like big Ghirardelli milk chocolate.
Oh my gosh, those are good.
That would be good.
No, I definitely agree with you there. I wonder if they have other flavors. Like a chocolate or like a snickerdoodle almost.
Yeah.
With like a cinnamon sugar swirl.
This was the only flavor I saw there, but based on the packaging, I would say there probably are.
Yeah, they probably just aren't flavors. Like big enough to start
probably
mass producing the.
And I imagine chocolate chip would always be the most popular flavor just because caramel. It's the most popular cookie.
It's just really nothing
caramel bits would help too.
Oh, those little caramel
nuts,
chunks that I put in
would
there before?
Help. Really anything would help.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying is that they just haven't done anything revolutionary with this. There's nothing new.
No.
Like, basic. I feel like if you're going to sell chocolate chip cookies, you should, like, put some, just make it a little different than just eating cookie dough.
So that is our podcast. Thank you, Phoebe, for doing a podcast with me. Thank you, Allison, for joining us for our dad quiz and our treat yourself.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can email us at talktodadpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us at talktodadpodcast.com on Instagram and Facebook at talktodadpodcast. If there's one thing that you want to do to help us out, what you could do is you could rate us on iTunes. If you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, that actually does help us out. But anytime you subscribe, rate, or review us, it helps. Just kind of get the word out there. We're not doing this for profit. We're doing it completely for fun. But it'd be nice if we had a few more people listening to the podcast. So that's always good. Thank you for listening. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later. There's time for